The Lum and Abner Show. With your old friends, Dave Dupitz, Andy Devine, Biff Arquette, Willard Waterman, music by Opie Cape, and starring Lum and Abner.
Lum, what's that trash you're writing there?
This ain't trash. It's literary junk.
Oh! What's that junk you're writing then?
Abner, you here to the Reader's Digest, ain't you?
Is that what you're writing?
Well, no, not all of it.
Oh.
Not yet. I'm just starting out with one article.
Lum, they ain't never gonna buy nothing from you. You ain't had no experience at writing.
I don't need none. All I gotta do is use my brains.
Ain't had a whole lot of experience at that, neither. Just where did you get the idea that you could write?
Miss Bartlett, the new schoolmarm, gave it to me, that's who.
Where did she get it?
I think she got it from me.
Uh-huh. That's just what I figured.
Well, Abner, it don't hurt to blow your own horn a little.
Well, no, but you're getting to be a regular one-man band. What's this article about you're writing?
Well, it's for that department the Digest has every month called The Most Unforgettable Character I Ever Met.
And just what makes you think they'll buy it?
Well, they're bound to, because I've got such a wonderful character to write about.
Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Well, I thought of several different characters, and after turning them all over in my head a couple of times, I finally decided on one I knowed I never would forget. Me.
You? Doggies, Lum, you better quit right now. I don't think they'd let you send that through the mail.
Quit? I've got it all done.
Oh.
There it is, Abner. My masterpiece. I'll bet you're anxious to hear this.
How much you want to bet?
Now, make yourself comfortable there, and I'll read it to you.
Oh, me.
Now, pay close attention. I want you to notice how my plot has developed.
You'd get shut of that if you'd stop eating so much.
I said plot.
Oh!
The Most Unforgettable Character I've Ever Met by Nathaniel Wadsworth Edwards.
By who?
I'm writing this under a consumed name.
Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to take the blame for that junk, neither.
What I mean is that now that I'm a writer, I'm using a nom de plume.
What's the matter? Did your typewriter break down?
No.
Judging by that print in there, it looks like your plume broke down.
Abner, just keep quiet now and listen.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. As the sinking sun slipped down behind the tree-covered hill...
Now, which hill is that?
The one with the tree on it.
Oh.
As the sinking sun...
You mean that hill back at the old Davis place?
Yeah, that's as good as any. Slips down behind the tree-covered hill...
They cut that tree down, Rob. There ain't nothing left there no more.
All right. As the sinking sun slips down behind old Baldy, I recall a highly unforgettable character. Never have I met a more colorful, generous, wise, intelligent, handsome...
Hey, I thought this was about you.
Well, it is. Don't you think that catches the real me?
No, but somebody soon will. Tell her with a net.
I admit this description of me is a little sketchy. It needs a few more words in it.
Yeah, words like lazy, ignorant.
I mean like, well now, do you know what egomaniac means?
No, no. What is it?
I don't know neither. Charlie Redfield suggested I put that in there. But I don't know. I don't want to make this too strong. Folks are liable to think I'm conceited.
Go ahead, chunk it in. Fits you as good as any of that other stuff you got there.
Yeah, might as well.
Sure, go whole hog, bud.
Colorful, wise, intelligent, handsome, egomaniac.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it, ain't it?
Wrong me.
Let's see now. Oh, yeah. I first chanced upon this genius. Dad, blame it. Come in. Seems like every time I try to do something. Oh, hello, Opie.
Hello, Lum. Cliff Arquette sent me over here to ask you if you know the new address of the Prescott Incubator Company.
Yeah, I think I know it, Opie. What does Cliff want that address for?
Well, you see, he was an incubator baby, and every year he sends them a card on Mother's Day.
Well, I think that's sweet. Bless his heart.
Well, what do you want to send the card so early for?
Well, he has to send it early so they'll have enough time to send it to all the branch offices.
Well, Abner, give him the address and let him get out of here.
Yeah.
Hello, Lumeter Dresden speaking.
I'll write that address down for you, Opie.
Well, how are you, Miss Bartlett?
Instead of wearing a rose in his lapel for Mother's Day, Cliff wears a 10-watt light bulb.
Keep quiet, Opie. Well, yes, Miss Bartlett, I've got it all wrote, and I... how's that?
Cliff is nuts.
I can't hear a thing here. Would you speak a little louder?
I said Cliff is nuts.
Opie, get out of here. Now, what did you say, Miss Bartlett?
Yeah, here you are, Opie. Here's that address.
Oh, well, much obliged, Abner. So long.
Yeah, so long, Opie.
Why, that's wonderful, Miss Bartlett. Is he here in town now?
Who?
Well, sure, send him over. How soon can he get here?
Who?
Half an hour? That's wonderful. I'll be all set for him.
Who?
I'm sure much obliged to you, Miss Bartlett. Goodbye. Granny's Abner, I could swear there's an owl in this room. Did you hear me?
Well, don't bother about that now. Just tell me who it is that Miss Bartlett's sending over here.
Well, sir, this is the best break I could have got.
Well,
she's got a friend that goes around picking up articles like mine.
What's he got, a stick with a nail in the end of it?
No, Smarty, he's a literary agent.
Huh?
And if he likes my article, he'll get it in the magazine. Now, let's see. I better get my manuscript together here. Wait a minute. Where's page one?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it was there on that table a minute ago.
On that table? Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
That must have been the piece of paper I used to write down that address for Opie.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, come on, don't just sit there. We've got to get that page back. And if we don't, there's going to be one dead pigeon around here.
Who?
You, you dead blame hoot owl. Grannies, I hope Cliff ain't throwed that paper away.
Don't bust his door down.
Well, why don't he answer? More likely in there gossiping over the phone.
Man, I don't know.
Here, what are you trying to do? Shatter my nerves?
I'm sorry, Cliff, but I...
couldn't hear a thing on the telephone. Oh, I could hear, but I was missing most of the juicier details. Come on in.
Well, thank you, Cliff, but all we want is to get...
Well, I ain't through with the call yet. Just sit down. Hello, Charlie.
Look, Cliff, we...
Well, now, wait, Charlie. Let me get this straight. You say it was Leroy Clardy and Earl Pomeroy's wife?
Cliff, all
hey,
I want...
Shut up, Lum. I want to hear this.
Well, that Earl's got quite a temper.
Oh.
What'd he use? An extra heavy mallet. How far did he knock her?
Oh, my. I know he's going to do that sooner or later.
Well, much obliged, Charlie. Call me if you hear anything else. Goodbye. Oh, I wish I could have seen that. Must have been quite a croquet game.
Croquet game?
Yeah, see, Earl and Sister Simpson was playing his wife and Leroy Clardy.
Cliff, I'm in a hurry. All I want
to... It was Earl's turn, and his wife was laying just this side of number three wicket. So Earl hauls off and knocks her clean out of the court.
Oh, me, for a minute there, I thought you meant Earl had actually hit her.
Well, he did. Man can't play croquet with his wife laying in front of the wickets.
Cliff, I'm in an awful hurry.
Well, Earl regretted it, though. He couldn't revive his wife, and they had to send all over town to get somebody to fill in for and finish the match.
Foo Wan.
Abner Hesha. Look, Cliff, I want to get that paper with the incubator company's address on it.
Oh, well, let's see now. What'd I do with it?
I just got to have it, Cliff.
I might have thrown it in the wastebasket. Wait, there's somebody at the door.
I'll see who it is. You keep looking for the paper.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts from the County Home Economics Bureau.
Why, Miss Pitts, what are you doing here?
I've got a new job, but don't interrupt me or I'll forget what I'm supposed to say. We are sent into your homes to instruct you in new ideas which will benefit the average homewrecker. I mean, homemaker.
Yeah, well, Miss Pitts,
the county feels that good health requires good sleeping conditions. Therefore, we are instructing you in mattress renovating. Would you kindly get me your mattress?
Miss Pitts, I don't even live here. Besides that,
may I speak to the lady of the house?
Wait, I'll call her. Hey, Cliff, do you want your mattress renovated?
I wouldn't want it done even if I knowed what it was.
He don't want it renovated, Miss Pitts. Sorry. Goodbye. Cliff, have you found that...
Goodbye.
I don't know what I've done with that tarnation paper. Hey, what's this, Cliff?
Huh?
You put that down, Abner. Ain't polite to read personal junk.
Why, I think this is sweet. Listen, Lom.
Oh, now, Abner.
Where'er I roam on land or sea, by bus or ocean freighter, on Mother's Day, I think of you, dear Prescott Incubator.
Abner, we ain't got time to be reading poetry. Now, we got to find that page.
Hey, wait, I think maybe Opie picked that paper up again.
All right, let's get on over to Opie's place.
No, he's here, Lum. He's in the next room practicing for his music lesson.
What are you letting him practice here for?
Trying to get the people next door to move.
Where is he? In this room here?
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Get out of my way, Cliff. Ain't nothing can stop me. Abner, you go in there and get the paper.
No, sir, I ain't going in there. Not without my earmuffs on.
Hey, Grannies, I've got to get that paper. Opie, will you shut that thing off for a minute?
Oh, hello, Lump. You want me to start at the beginning so you can hear the whole song?
No, I don't.
I'm playing glowworm.
I think. It ain't glowing much. Sounds like the worm needs a new set of batteries.
Opie, I want that paper with that Prescott address on the back of it.
Oh, I give that to Andy Devine.
To Andy? Don't tell me he's an incubator baby, too.
I know that if he was, I bet you that was the start of the Quonset Hut.
Well, what did Andy want that address for?
Oh, he said there was some funny stuff about you on the other side that he wanted to read to the gang down at the barbershop.
Oh, my goodness. We've got to get over to Andy's before my reputation is ruined. If that gang ever gets hold of that paper, I'll be the laughingstocks of the whole town.
Well, that'll be a whole lot better than putting it in a magazine, being the laughingstocks of the whole country.
Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and Royal Garden Blues. Thank you.
because Andy ain't got that page, me and my writing career will be tossed right in the ash can.
Well, leastways you'd be near your material, long. Why don't you give up this wild goose chase?
No, sir. When an editor quits a thing, he don't never leave it till it's time to give up.
Huh? I think you mean when an editor starts a thing.
Don't tell me what I mean. Let me figure it out for myself. Why don't Andy hurry? That literary agent's more than likely on his way over to my place right now.
Well, howdy, boys. Come on in and take a load off your wedgies.
Well, we can't stay, Andy. We're in an awful hurry. I just want to get that piece of paper you got from Opie. That belongs to me.
Oh, is that yours? Sure, I got that. Now, come on in and I'll get it for you.
Good.
What you ought to have done in the first place was make a carbonated copy of it.
Now, let me see. I think I put it in one of these stacks of paper here. Now, maybe this is... Oh, no. Oh, say, Abner, here's something I cut out of the newspaper to read to you.
Andy, we ain't got time for that now.
Oh, Abner, this is the saddest thing.
Don't read it to me. I've had enough sad things read to me for one day.
It looks like I'm going to have to find that thing myself.
Now, just listen, Abner. Mrs. Olive Hansen of 914 Beagle Street, Laverne, Minnesota, writes...
Andy... Lom's in a hurry.
I was nervous and run down.
They always are.
I lost weight and became irritable. When the children came home from school, I barked at them. I was half crazy.
And half Airedale.
I grew steadily worse, and my doctor didn't know what to prescribe for me.
How about a muzzle and new teeth?
He gave me only 1 week to live.
That's too long.
But that same day, I heard about Levine's Indian Swamp Water Bath. And the 10-day miracle cure.
Well.
And I have been on the miracle cure for only 3 days, and already I am feeling better.
Sadly.
Now, Abner, ain't that the saddest thing you ever heard of?
Well, I know she's getting better, ain't you?
Yeah, but don't you see, if the cure takes 10 days and she's only got a week to live, she won't even get well in time for her funeral.
Dad, blame it, Andy. Will you cut that out and find the page? I don't know where to look.
Yeah, all right. Well, if I can pull myself together here. Eyes are puddling up so bad. Oh, wait up. There's somebody at the door.
Never mind that. I'll get the door. You keep hunting for the paper. Abner, you keep hunting, too.
Uh-huh.
If this ain't the worst one day I ever had...
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts from the County Home Economics Bureau.
Look, Miss Pitts.
We are sent into your homes to instruct you in new ideas which will benefit the average home wrecker. Homemaker. Excuse me.
Miss Pitts, we went through all this over at Cliff's
house. The county feels that good health requires...
Miss Pitts.
Good sleeping conditions.
Goodbye, Miss Pitts. Granny. Andy, hurry up and...
Will you kindly get me your mattress?
Just a minute. Andy, do you want your mattress renovated?
No.
With the padding he's got, who needs a mattress?
No, he don't, Miss Pitts, and goodbye. Andy, for pity's sake, will you please find that page for me?
Oh, I remember what I done with it. I wrapped up some bones for Charlie Redfield's dog in it.
My goodness alive. Abner, you rush over to Charlie's. I better get back home before that literary agent gets there. And hurry up, because I don't know how long I can stall him off.
Yeah, I'll hurry. Doggies, if I ever get through this day alive, I'm going to write an article about you, too. Only I'm going to call mine the most regrettable character.
Mr. Edwards, I've waited about as long as I can. What about your magazine article?
What was your name again?
Carter.
Oh, yes, Mr. Carter. But you don't want to rush off. You just got here about an hour ago.
Well, I really ought to be going, Mr. Edwards. I have some other business to take care of.
Care for another buttermilk?
Thank you, no. I have to drive, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Edwards, I understood from Miss Bartlett that your manuscript was completed. Now, what's holding you up?
I'm beginning to wonder that myself.
Look, if you're too modest to read your article yourself, give it to me and I'll read it.
Oh, I'll read it. I just want to make sure you're comforted. And, how about a buttermilk, Mr. Cook?
I think I'll sit this one out.
All right, now. Let me make one more phone call over to Charlie Redfield.
Look, I don't have time to sit here while you call up all your friends. Now, please read the manuscript.
Yes, sir.
Well, go on, read it.
Mr. Carter, I've got to confess, I just ain't got it.
Oh, now, don't be modest. Let me be the judge of whether you've got it or not.
Well, no, what I meant... Aye, Granny, there comes Abner. Relax, Mr. Carter, I've got it.
Well, that's better. That's the proper spirit.
Well, I don't get there, Kislam.
Well, good. Now, sit down, Abner, and brace yourself off. You look a sight.
Well, you would, too, if you just went 2 out of 3 falls with a hungry bulldog.
Well, I guess we're all set now, Mr. Carter. Here's my masterpiece. Page 1. For pity's sake, Abner, you could at least taken the bones out.
Look, I had enough trouble worrying about my own bones.
Mr. Edwards, could we please hurry this along? I'm a very busy man.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Page 1. The most unforgettable character I ever met. As the sinking sun slips down behind the tree-covered hill, I recall the most... Dad, blame it. Excuse me.
How do you do? I'm Miss Chip from the Country Home Economics.
Oh, no.
We are sent to your homes to instruct you in new ideas.
Look, Miss Pitts, I don't want to go through that again, please.
I'm beginning to hate it myself. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Which will benefit the average homewrecker?
Homemaker.
Excuse me. The county feels that good health requires good sleeping conditions. Would you kindly get me your mattress?
Oh, for the land's sake. Abner, will you take Miss Pitts into the other room and give her my mattress and let her renovate it?
Yeah, come on, Miss Pitts.
Oh, thank you.
Just follow me.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Do you have a mattress?
Not with me.
Hey, come on, Miss Pitts.
Granny, well, let's see now. Where was we now?
The sun had just started to slip.
As the sinking sun slips down behind the tree-covered hill, I recall the most unforgettable... Oh, for goodness sakes, come in.
Hello, Lum. Say, could I use your...
Whatever it is, Opie, no.
But this is important, Lum. I'm all practiced up from a music lesson, but I can't take it at Cliff's house because his phone is out of order.
Well, what's the phone got to do with your music lesson?
My music teacher is in Clinton, Arkansas.
Well, now, look, Opie, you can't take no long-distance lesson in here. I've got a manuscript to read.
Oh, that's all right. Go on. It won't bother me. I play loud.
Now, listen, Opie.
Mr. Edwards, will you please get on with the reading?
Oh, yes, sir. As the sinking sun slips down...
Oh, Mary, will you put a call through to Clinton, Arkansas? Yeah. Professor Yasha Bidbold. That's right.
Behind the tree-covered hill, I recall... Opie, cut out that whistling.
Oh, excuse me.
I recall the most unforgettable character I've ever met.
That's right. Drag it right in here.
Opie, this thing's heavy.
Abner, don't bring that mattress in the parlor.
Miss Pitts told me to.
The county feels that a knowledge of mattress renovating is valuable to all homemakers. Home wreckers. Excuse me.
Oh, me. As the sinking sun...
Ain't that thing sank yet?
Slips down behind the...
Hello, Professor Bedball. This is Opie Gates, and I'm all set for my lesson.
Someone will please get me a sharp knife.
That's the best suggestion I've heard so far.
Professor. No, no, no. I'm still on glowworm.
As a stinking...
Well, here goes, Prof. Now, listen, close.
Slip down behind the tree-covered hill. I recall the most unforgettable character I ever met. Never have I known a more colorful... God, believe it, I can't even hear this myself. Stop it. Shut that thing off. Opie!
But, Mom, I paid for an hour lesson.
And you paid for a pound. Stay out.
Hey, Lem, Charlie Redfield wants his dog's bones back.
And lift the mattress lengthwise, so.
Oh, Miss Smith, don't do that.
Mr. Carter, I'm sorry this all had to happen.
Just be quiet, Mr. Edwards. I have something to say. How much do you want for that manuscript?
Why, I...
Will $100 be enough?
$100? I grant you've made a deal.
Doggy's long. Good for you.
Mr. Edwards, you are indeed the most unforgettable character I've ever met.
Thank you, thank you. Are you going to send it into the magazine?
No, I'm going to burn it and try to forget you. Good day.
That gay, jaunty man about town, Jack Benny, will go all out for the Easter parade this Sunday. Rain, shine, or dry ice. CBS cordially invites you to join him and his fellow paraders, Dennis, Don, Phil, Mary, and Rochester, on your favorite CBS station. Million crippled children throughout the nation need your help today. These children deserve a chance, and you can give it to them through Easter Seals. Yes, Easter Seals provide special education, recreation, and the medical care that can make crippled children useful, happy citizens of your community. Get your Easter Seals today. Remember, every Easter Seal you use helps a crippled child. Send your gift to Crippled Children, Box 5050, Chicago 80. Every week at the same time with Andy Devine, Zazu Pitt, Pip Arquette, music by Opie Cate, written by Rob Rogers and Benny Boyle, and directed by Larry Burke. And this is Ken Niles speaking.